A young soy boy named Carl the Cuck grew restless in his room. He'd watched all his Netflix shows that he wished to consume. He changed his clothes, put on flip-flops, and put his soy cup down. And his father spoke as he walked out, "Please take your gun to town, son, don't leave your gun at home, Carl. Please take your gun to town." He laughed and hugged his dad and said, "I do not need a gun. I wish we would just ban them all, please think of the children." The Bill of Rights was not written for mags with 30 rounds. And his father said as he drove away, "Please take your gun to town, son, don't leave your gun at home, Carl. Please take your gun to town." He sang a song as on he drove his favorite hip-hop mix. He drove into a diversity, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a club and laid his money down. His father's words echoed again, "Please take your gun to town, son, don't leave your gun at home, Carl. Please take your gun to town." He went outside to have a vape to calm his shaking tongue, and tried to tell himself that his privilege would soon be gone. A group of urban youths arrived and started to surround. And he heard again his father's words, "Please take your gun to town, son, don't leave your gun at home, Carl. Please take your gun to town." Filled with fear, then Carl the Cuck did try to calm the group. The youths were roused and brought out knives and a pistol to boot. As Carl the Cuck bled out and died, a crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Please take your gun to town, son, don't leave your gun at home, Carl. Please take your gun to town."